Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, July 21, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. ECCB FinTech Working Group Chairperson and Chief Risk Officer Shamin Powell says their digital form of notes and coins called DCash can be accessed through a digital wallet on the Google Play Store and App Store. Montserrat Premier Joseph Farrell will take over the chairmanship of the Monetary Council of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, or ECCB, at a ceremony at the Montserrat Social Security Building on 9 a.m. on Friday. And the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has urged all countries to demonstrate a stronger political will to accelerate action for racial justice and equality. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margot Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years' experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
We all want to know that our money is safe. Well, not only your money, but your financial future is in safe hands at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, serving the entire North with the friendliest, easy cash facility, payday loans, convenient checking accounts, secure night safe deposit. Members of the MCCU are now enjoying competitive loans, the members' retirement savings plan, membership capital, and the joy of watching your savings grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. Friendly support, trusted service, helpful staff approvals. Join the MCCU today and enjoy the growing advantage and convenience of the community-friendly Marigot Cooperative Credit Union business. Call 445-7155 or 445-7166 or email mccu@cwdom.dm. Invest well, save regularly, and watch your money grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
And welcome back. The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank has launched its offering to the digital transaction market with a digital form of its notes and coins called DCash. Chairperson of the ECCB's FinTech Working Group and Chief Risk Officer Shamin Powell stated that DCash can be accessed through a digital wallet available on Google Play Store and the App Store. There are two types of wallets users can choose from, which are a registered-based wallet for persons with existing banks or credit union accounts, or value-based wallets for persons who are not registered with a financial institution. Powell says persons within the Eastern Caribbean stand to benefit from the use of DCash, a number of reasons, including the lack of fees for transfers and a reduction in the likelihood of monies being lost or stolen.
The motivation behind this project is really to address some key issues in our environment. We want to ensure that there are the frictions that we currently recognize in the payment system can be addressed. Such frictions include the cost of making payments and the time for settlement of payments. Secondly, the whole issue of financial inclusion. We recognize across the region there are a number of persons who are either unbanked or underbanked. Unbanked in the sense that they don't have a bank account, either a commercial bank or a credit union. Underbanked is that where they have accounts, but they're not able to enjoy the full benefits of the financial services given certain restrictions or certain limitations. And so we thought it's important that in this environment where the entire world is moving digital, that every citizen across the ECCU had the opportunity to be part of that digital transformation agenda. So the registered base wallet are for those persons who have an existing relationship with a participating financial institution. So once you have an existing relationship with one of those institutions, you download the app, you select the option, register with a code. You will get a code from the financial institutions where you have your current, you have your account. And once you enter your information, your name, telephone number, email address, and your account number at that financial institution, that application goes to your bank, and they will now use that to match against your KYC information. They will validate it, and then they will approve your digital wallet. Once you have that done, you can transfer funds from your account to your wallet or vice versa.
And that was the chairperson of the ECCB's FinTech Working Group and the Chief Risk Officer, Shemin Powell. And as measuring green growth performance is becoming an increasingly important priority in a growing number of countries, GGGI has developed a composite index that will provide policymakers with a metric on which to base their decisions. That's according to Dr. Lilibeth Acosta, Program Manager of the Green Growth Performance Measurement, or GGGI, as partner countries are moving towards a model of green growth that simultaneously achieve poverty reduction, social inclusion, environmental sustainability, and economic growth.
So the next step is that we will be sending two working papers to the participants, and these are related to the OECS Green Blue Growth Index and Enabling Environment Dimension Indicators. So this is their first consultation that I talk about. And then there will be a survey that will guide, so an online questionnaire that will guide in terms of this consultation. So so all the participants for this webinar can join this online survey. And also, if they have colleagues who they think can support this initiative, feel free to extend the invite for this consultation. So they will definitely hear from us or through the OECS about this next step. That's in August, but in July, there's online consultation. Right. So there are two activities. So one is the webinar where we can discuss again together, and the online consultations, which will be all through, it could be in a Google form online survey, it could be in email. So it will be more of other ways of communication.
And that was a Dr. Lilibeth Acosta, Program Manager of Green Growth Performance Measurement, or GGI. The proposed readiness aims to develop and operationalize a National Financial Vehicle, or NFF, for Dominica, with some of the objectives of the NFV being increasing the use of viable RE and E technologies in Dominica in order to decrease energy costs of the pollution. Meantime, a two-step approach of green growth performance and green benefits assessments can be used to evaluate the co-benefits from building COVID-19 resilience through Green New Deals as national green growth plans or climate action strategies. That's according to Mr. Simon Antoine Jules Zabrocki, who is an analyst with Green Growth Performance Measurement.
ISM recognizes that the close concentration, proximity, and link of island ecosystems, what we call from the ridge to the outer limits of the exclusive economic zone, or EEZ, through biological processes, ecological impacts, and human interventions, require a continuous, adaptive, and dynamic strategy, which provides the necessary policy orientation to manage the complexities of these interactions for sustainable development. It therefore integrates and coordinates the decisions and initiatives of all sectors, public, private, and civil society, to ensure the achievement of common goals. In endorsing the latest revision of the St. George's Declaration in April 2020, dubbed SGD 2040, ministers encourage regional and international agencies to facilitate alignment of projects and programs to be in support of and consistent with its principles and priorities.
And that was Mr. Simon Antoine, analyst at Green Growth Performance Measurement. And Dominica has a new acting chief cultural officer. Earlson Matthew replaces Raymond Lawrence, who has worked in that division for 36 years. Matthew told the media that, quote, "I believe that I have a lot to offer, and I have also learned a lot from people who I've worked with in the past, people like Raymond Lawrence, Jacinta David, Gregory Rabez, Ras Moses, and more." Earlson Matthew added that the vision will not change, however, there is room for improvement, and that we will make events a little more appealing to the younger generation and to everybody.
I also congratulate Earlson Matthew, who is now acting chief cultural officer, so I congratulate him on his acting appointment. I wish him every success with the job. I mean, I know it has its challenges, so, you know, I ask the staff and all folks in culture to cooperate with him as we all try to take, you know, culture to, from strength to strength.
And that was a former chief cultural officer, Raymond Lawrence, speaking to Q95 News and sharing his confidence in Mr. Matthew's ability. Also in local news, Attorney Gildon Richards cautions Dominica's elected leaders to listen and communicate with all members of the public, especially opposition supporters or independent individuals who raise concerns or make recommendations regarding policies proposed or created by the elected political parties. Richards added that currently the hierarchy of the Dominica Police Service and compromise officers must regain their moral compass and prosecute corruption head-on in Dominica, regardless who the evidence leads to.
And those of us who will not listen should observe how all persons in power who don't listen have frequently passed. Somoza, Pinochet, Idi Amin, Gaddafi, Papadop, just call them. We are facing a dictatorship. So what the police are doing is preparing the foundation for dictatorship. And if we yield and the persons who drive him, we will get the dictatorship.
And that is Attorney Gildon Richards. And the Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, or DAIC, in collaboration with the Dominica Hotel and Tourism Association, or DHTA, and the Dominica Manufacturers Association, DMA, seek to capture the perspectives of the private sector on the impact of the increase in the minimum wage, which takes effect from September 1, 2021. DAIC is requesting the feedback from business owners who are part of business support organizations as the association seeks to validate its advocacy of business owners' employer concerns with relevant data. Business owners are urged to participate in this survey up till Thursday, July 22, 2021. For additional information, business owners should contact DAIC at 767-449-1962. Also in local news, IOM will be hosting a workshop to assist 8 village councils within the Northern District. This from IOM's Maxine Allen Esprit.
The local government department and the International Organization for Migration are collaborating with the Portsmouth Town Council and the Northern District Disaster Committee to develop a one-day to deliver a one-day training workshop on the topic, including migrants in emergency management in Portsmouth and the Northern District of Dominica. This workshop will assist the 8 village councils and the community disaster committees within the Northern District to consider some of the vulnerabilities that are associated with being a stranger or a foreigner, and to better plan for communicating with those segments of the population. We will be joined also by a few representatives of the most vulnerable resident migrant communities. This is also key to the approach laid out in the MICIC guidelines, which we will be using to facilitate our discussion in this workshop in Portsmouth on Thursday.
And that was IOM's Maxine Allen Esprit. In other news, Montserrat Premier Joseph Farrell will take over the chairmanship of the Monetary Council of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, or ECCB. The handing over ceremony will take place at the Montserrat Social Security Building during a ceremony at 9 a.m. on Friday. Premier Farrell will succeed the outgoing chairman, the Honorable Prime Minister, and Council Member of St. Kitts and Nevis, Dr. Timothy Harris. The Monetary Council is the highest decision-making authority in the ECCB and comprises the eight ministers for finance of the ECCB member countries, namely Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, Montserrat, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The chairmanship of the council is rotated amongst other members of the country in an alphabetical order on an annual basis. Following the handing over ceremony, the council will convene for its 99th meeting, where it will receive the governor's report on money, credit, and financial conditions of the ECCU. The handing over ceremony will be streamed on the ECCB's Facebook page and YouTube channel. Also in other news, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, urged all countries to demonstrate a stronger political will to accelerate action for racial justice and equality. She made the call whilst presenting a report recommending ways to achieve transformative change and end the profound injustices inflicted on generations.
In early childhood, wherever data is available, it shows that children of African descent are often subjected to racial discrimination in schools, suffer poorer the educational outcomes, and at times are treated as criminals from an early age. In some states, people of African descent are more likely to live in poverty, earn lower wages, occupy less skilled positions, and face unequal access to adequate housing and quality health care. In light of these profound and wide-ranging injustices, there is an urgent need to confront the legacies of enslavement, the transatlantic slave trade, colonialism, and successive racially discriminatory policies and systems, and to seek reparatory justice. Despite some initiatives towards truth-seeking and limited forms of reparation, including memorialization, acknowledgments, apologies, and litigation, our research could not find a single example of a state that has comprehensively reckoned with the past or accounted for its impact on the lives of people of African descent today. The final pillar of this transformative agenda recommends that states create, reinforce, and fully fund comprehensive processes with full participation of affected communities to share the truth about what was done and the harms it continues to inflict.
And that's the morning news. As a recap of the headlines, ECCB's FinTech Working Group Chairperson and Chief Risk Officer Shimin Powell says their digital form of notes and coins called Dcash can be accessed through a digital wallet on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. Montserrat Premier Joseph Farrell will take over the chairmanship of the Monetary Council of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank at a ceremony in the Montserrat Social Security Building, 9 a.m. on Friday. And the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has urged all countries to demonstrate a stronger political will to accelerate actions for racial justice and equality. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when...